This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Tonight and Sunday, Flying Anvil Theater will present a play written to be performed online. It's called Do You Read Me? The players will perform it live via Zoom. We spoke with director David Ratliff about the play and the pros and cons of digital performance.
It is set in the distant, or maybe not so distant, future. It is dealing with the second ever colony on Mars. The first colony was lots of scientists and astronauts, but the second colony, they wanted to send a bunch of common folks up there to see how they get along. And the play centers on Dr. Weaver, who is here on Earth, the NASA scientist, and she's expecting to communicate with the colonists about science experiments and technical difficulties of living on another planet, but unfortunately, she finds that all the things that they're complaining about are regular old human problems that we have down here on Earth.
This play is a digital play. It was meant to be viewed online. Was this already part of what you had planned before the COVID shutdown, or did this come about as a result of that?
No, unfortunately, the Flying Anvil was in the middle of their season for the year, and they had to cancel the live performances. So they were really interested in finding something that they could perform digitally. And this is the play that they found. And the play was very, very recently written. And it was written specifically to be performed on this type of digital platform. And it was written specifically to be performed because theaters were looking for content that they could produce for audiences in this time. So it's a very, very new play. And although it doesn't deal with specific topics of pandemics and isolation and all of that, it does deal with the new learned experience that we've all have of trying to figure out how to communicate digitally on Zoom platforms in today's world. So it has a lot of references that people are definitely going to identify with in this last couple months where we've had to learn to communicate digitally.
Is there a lot of material out there to be performed online for theater groups?
Well, it's interesting. You know, artists are always going to find a way to create art no matter what the circumstances are. So there are plenty of plays that you can try to adapt to be performed online, like readings of Shakespeare or other plays that you can do on Zoom. But I think we're going to start seeing a lot more art that can be, especially performance art, that can be performed specifically online because of the social distancing and isolation that we are having to go through right now. So this was the first one that I've seen that has really been written specifically to be performed this way, but I can't imagine that we're not going to see a lot more content like this spring up to be performed digitally. And like I said, artists are going to find a way to bring art to their audiences as well as, you know, use their craft to get through the experience that they're going through right now, too.
How difficult is it to hold rehearsals on Zoom?
Not very difficult at all. The only thing that we really miss is the joy of being together in the same room, sharing this experience. It's great to have these rehearsals after a long day of isolation and get on and see your friends and work with them. Then afterwards, you turn your computer off and you're, you know, at home alone, which is a little sad. But the thing that I love about this is that we're not doing the performance and recording it and then showing it to people. We're actually performing it live with them. So that aspect of live theater that is so precious, anything can happen for the audience. So that's one of the most exciting aspects of the project.
David Ratliff is the director of Do You Read Me, being performed by the Flying Anvil Theater tonight and Sunday afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.